welcome again to the fifth week going on strong of Company Picnic.
Yes,
Mae McDonough and Company's weekly salon on music, the universe, and all things absolutely fucking horrible. And this week...
Weekly?
I'm Mae McDonough.
Almost.
Bi-weekly. It's weekly. Sometimes. It's when we feel like
Quasi-bi-quam-weekly.
Yes. Pseudo-weekly. Anyhow, with me as always is the very rustificacious Rusty. Say hello.
Hello.
And the lorific Laura.
Hello.
And the Brianist Brian of all Brians, Brian. Okay, what are we drinking? Who's drinking? Just you and me, Rusty?
I'm kicking back on the old squirt tonight.
That's getting heavy.
Yeah.
Rusty is drinking Ancient Age and Water and Red Stripe.
And speaking in third person.
Is he?
That didn't take long.
Rusty has disassociated from his body for a moment. I'm drinking Pacifico, many Pacificos. And weed is flowing.
Weed
like
is
a fountain
flowing.
Of you,
it's
as usual. how's everybody doing?
We're doing well. I think we're doing very
everybody
well.
Everybody but Lo's doing. Laura's in a bad mood and it's terrifying.
Yeah. That
I'm on like week four of nothing but mouth surgery. I just want to eat solid food. Mm. They actually said this time, oh, you're going to feel this. And then they jabbed a gigantic needle into the roof of my mouth. That's what happened earlier. And the fake tooth they put in is too big. So
they
I can't even...
put a fake tooth in your mouth?
Yeah, there's actually three...
Is it still there?
Yeah. That's all I have is three fake teeth. And it's
no other teeth?
Like I have
other. Oh my god. That's
this one's
she's
fake.
Damn straight.
Just this the one's three fake teeth. This one's fake.
They're wooden.
But they're on both sides, so it's a mess. There's no chewing. There's just...
Dear god.
Smoothies.
Do
and it's just
smoothies.
Taking forever. And
do you
every...
want one of us to Mama Bird do some food?
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, we could do that, you know.
Oh, my mom is safe in her bed sleeping.
That's
yay.
Good.
We thought my mother was
the whole
missing.
Time?
Shout out to Eileen, Dan.
I don't know about the whole time.
Because that would be awesome if
she
it was
actually...
the whole time she was just in bed sleeping and it was the one room that he didn't seem to decide to check in. Oh, that's right.
Well... nobody got amnesia or lost a finger this week in
yeah,
my mom's life,
good.
So that's
just,
good.
Just another lost cell phone.
Oh. First world problems?
Yeah, definitely.
They're horrible.
No, I think that people in the third world commonly wonder
lose
whether
fingers
their family...
and get amnesia.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and
I'm
lose
sure
family
there's
members.
Definitely the... they didn't come back, but
ooh.
It's not like the...
That actually says a lot about our lifestyle.
Yeah, it does. Well,
I don't
my
think
mother
these are
is
normal
safe
problems.
And sound, so we're safe and sound for the evening.
Shit, one of us is going to get dysentery probably now.
Probably with
or
my
gangrene.
Luck, it'll be me.
Yeah. More likely gangrene, to be honest.
Yeah, trench rot.
Trench rot, yeah. Mouth
I
rot.
Got MRSA.
Monkey mouth.
That's right. Monkey mouth.
Monkey mouth, man.
My mother describes her face as monkey mouth.
Yeah, that sounds like a disease.
It sounds like
you
a
might
prostitute
get from a trucker,
disease.
Yeah. I got monkey mouth from giving some of the guys blowjobs. I guess
it's a
that's
colorful,
what happens when they only charge
world.
50 cents.
What is the going rate, by the way, these days?
For head?
Blowjobs?
Yeah. For a road head?
Yeah, I don't like...
I think it's... $20. I don't think it costs money. I think you get
well,
a ride.
No, I think... Well, look, no, let's do the math here. So, May's going rate's 20.
25.
25. So then we could just, you know... I'd say, like, what?
But I prefer...
$10
I prefer to be paid
way.
In euros. Because I don't believe you the better American take dollar
that back.
Has
any. You better take that back. They're going to claim you've got WMDs and you're going to be looking at a full-scale U.S. intervention.
Don't say euros, say pounds. Pounds.
Let's start trading all sexual favors for some kind of standardized gold-based currency like the dinar or something like that. I don't know. That didn't work too well for
me. I'm not too into gold.
No. Yeah.
Let's just keep it Swiss.
As in secret account?
Or as in cheese?
Let's not say that on the radio.
What, cheese?
Cheese. Yeah,
that's probably not a good thing. Sorry.
It's bad for the mics.
All people are...
Cheese!
Allergic to dairy. Well, okay.
This is a train wreck.
Does anyone have a interesting story that happened to them this week before we move on to our very first segment?
I don't know. I keep seeing that girl that works at Ralph's that is always at Paul's. You know, the one that got the bloody nose?
The one that walks down past our place every day?
Yeah. She looks
That's
scary.
A good story. The bloody nose at Paul's.
Oh, yeah. That is a good story.
I walked in to the girls' bathroom at the local dive bar, only to find a young woman leaning over the bathroom, pouring blood out of her face. It was so much blood I couldn't discern what part of her face it was coming from at first. And I asked if she needed help, and she said that someone had hit her with a pool cue, deliberately, that a man had hit her with a pool cue, and when I offered to help, she yelled at me to go get some other man. So I ran outside, and I got her a rag and some ice, and I came back, and I put my hand on her face to help her hold back the blood that was gushing like a river out
That's
of her face.
Brave. You weren't afraid of Hep?
I was afraid of Hep, yeah. I was very afraid of Hep, but...
That was not worth it.
Desperate times. So, anyhow, so, yeah, then she yelled at me some more for not knowing who this man was.
Yeah. And, she scares me at Ralph's. I'm afraid to ask for anything behind the deli counter when she's working, which is, like, always. Every time I go, she's like...
Yeah.
She tosses pans around. Well, I can hear looks, her halfway she, across the store.
There's almost certainly either some sort of meth addiction going on, or... her body is just rapidly depreciating from some other sort of rot, because
it's probably monkey mouth.
It's monkey mouth in her eye. All right, so
rough life.
Without going too far into a detour, let's move up. Our first segment is not really a segment so much as the more you know sort of outreach program from us to you.
It's an NBC commercial.
So,
dun, 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 it's a PSA.
With less money behind it, yeah.
Okay.
So anyhow, Brian, our dear friend, has decided to come up with a list of wonderfully historical things that happened on today, Thursday, January 31st, 2013. Okay. Well, I suppose they didn't all happen in 2013. But.
So, right out of the gate, 1982, U.S. Male Figure Skating Championship won by Scott Hamilton.
Scott Hamilton.
Oh my gosh.
That's
a trip.
An American hero.
Definitely.
I don't know who that is.
And a personal hero.
So figure skater.
Somebody somewhere, I'm sure. What else?
Let's see here.
Sock it to us.
Okay, 1950. President Truman approves building of the hydrogen bomb.
Ooh, very nice.
Oh, Oppenheimer.
Wasn't Tokugawa Ieyasu born today?
Yes, born.
In 1542?
Say that three times fast.
I don't know.
We did this podcast today.
Yeah.
0 years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
A little known
that
fact.
That is true. Very little,
very known, little fact. Known fact. That we are doing this podcast.
As time goes on, maybe the fact thing. Will get
yes, here it is. In 1930, 3M begins marketing Scotch tape.
Scotch tape?
I believe yeah. that in 1865...
Yes, the United States Congress passes the 13th Amendment, which is...
Boo! We can all eat pizza after midnight. Or slavery. Is it slavery or the pizza one?
It's,
kind of one, both. Right? That was a trick pizza? Question.
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
Trick question. You win.
All right. I was pretty sure it was the pizza thing. It's our American right.
Yeah, totally. Oh, and in 1990, speaking about rights.
Love that year.
We took McDonald's to Russia.
Woo!
McDonald's opens the first of its kind in Moscow.
Commercial imperialism wins.
Yes.
What year was that? 1990? It took that long.
Yeah.
Well, surprising. I suppose historically that makes sense. Though.
That's how you know Perestroika failed. That's
where
real
is
head
our
scratcher.
Soundboard that when a joke doesn't land, you get a little... We should get that Hiroshima noise.
And
right
the last one,
topics.
1995, President Bill Clinton authorizes a $20 billion loan to Mexico to stabilize
there.
His affair of getting blowjobs with Monica Lewinsky. Wow.
Damn right.
I had no idea.
And
that is really interesting.
To keep them circulating drugs and guns.
Yeah.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah.
I feel like there was one we missed. Someone that was really important. Something super cool. Oh, yeah.
1606, the Gunpowder Plot. Guy Fawkes is executed for his plotting against Parliament and James I
of
England.
That's like
Guy
the whole
Fawkes.
Like foundation for the V for Vendetta story, which spawned the Anonymous movement. Boom.
Oh, and we'll wrap
Kevin
out
Bacon.
With this one. Everyone, you can thank the London Lock Hospital in 1747 for opening up the first...
Abortion
clinic for venereal diseases.
Ooh, you were
that
very
is close.
Close. You were
very
close.
Yeah, on the right track there.
It's about the same thing. One is slower,
a
one's faster.
A consequence of unprotected
yeah,
sex.
A, exactly.
The same exact thing. So, let's move on to...
According to Mae McDonough, pregnancy
and
is
venereal
a
disease.
Venereal disease.
Well, no,
to
no.
Be treated
I'm just saying
medication.
Venereal disease
sometimes
and abortion
sometimes
are the same thing. Just one is quicker than the other.
I wonder if
well,
there's ever been a culture on Earth that believed that
are the same thing.
Little babies lived inside of the male genitalia, and then they, like, put the baby in the women.
Don't they sort of do that? Yeah. Do we need to step outside and have a little discussion?
Wait.
About how things work?
Whoa. That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. Right? That's how it works.
No. I think that, like, from our perspective, like, the egg is inside.
From
of
our
the...
perspective, how could any process of childbirth be prologued?
Well,
with
do you know what a
the term
homunculus
from our
is?
Perspective?
Do you know what a homunculus is?
I do not.
It's
please
a
tell.
It's
us.
A very tiny little person.
Uh huh.
That could maybe grow into like a huge person. And
it's
like
also called a fetus. No?
Well, the thing, like, maybe at some point people believed that tiny little people lived inside of the men. Instead of it being like a seed kind of a situation. Like, it was little tiny parasites. Little tiny men. That they put inside of the woman. And it grows to be a big, big person.
I wish anyone listening could see the look on anyone else's face but Rusty's right now in this room.
I think that would be a really cool animation. A really cool animation. You have, like, a little guy, like, just being... Like, he's shot out of a cannon going right out, and then...
A penis cannon?
Yeah, a penis cannon. Of course.
Like a sperm.
Yeah, just but one. You know,
like the ambiguously gay duo's car. No.
Kind of,
but
yeah.
A cannon.
Do you guys don't see the inherent distinction between a sperm and egg scenario and a tiny little person?
No, my problem isn't being able to imagine a tiny person and how that correlates to, oh, I don't know, a tiny person, which is what sperm is, but rather that you are imagining maybe at one time in the Earth's history, this awesome thing I came up with happened, which the thought process there is a little
turbulent. There's nothing new under the sun.
Also, that not a very
has
relatable.
Already been.
All right, we're gonna just move on.
Your mother and I have done everything. We've tried everything.
All right, well then let's move on to a very familiar segment that we're gonna do a little differently this week, which is what the fuck is up with pop music.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
No, you guys were terrible this week. Every week you
what
come in with
what the fuck?
So
I didn't think we were doing the pop music thing this week.
We're doing
yeah,
it.
What
we're
the fuck?
Different.
We're just doing
oh.
We're doing
yeah.
Pop music tweets this week.
Pop
oh, okay.
Music tweets.
So I pretended to not know that.
No, you didn't know that. There's,
you weren't.
You,
you
didn't
weren't
pretend
earlier.
Not to know that. You didn't know that.
It was all illusion.
So, Lo, what do you have for us this week?
Okay, so that's what I looked on Popstar's Twitter accounts, which was painful, and found some of their wonderful tweets to share with everybody. So the first person is Taylor Swift, and she tweeted, "Hey everybody, Michael J. Fox got in touch with me today and we are good. Thank you for having my back." Apparently, Michael J. Fox made fun of Taylor Swift. I can't imagine why he would do something like that. But I'm guessing all of her fans knew this.
Huh.
I don't know.
Oh, you know, it was because having to do, I think, with what, the Golden Globes? Because he brought his son to the Golden Globes. And then,
was she dressed inappropriately?
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made a joke about Taylor Swift, don't be trying to pick up on Michael J. Fox's son.
What was the tweet again?
"Hey everybody, Michael J. Fox got in touch with me today and we are good. Thank you for having my back." I don't know.
Okay.
I saw a clip of what you're talking about.
Much like Michael J. Fox, Lowe, that tweet was shaky.
Yeah.
Did you
Michael
write
J.
that
Fox
in advance?
Michael J. Fox jokes go. Actually, yes, I did.
Michael J. Fox jokes. Well, how do you know that that's actually what he was trying to tweet? Because he probably isn't very good at swipe.
That's a good point. Maybe he probably meant to say, "You are a damn bitch and don't even think about touching my fucking son." I don't know, is that within the correct, like, I think I have less character. Okay, good.
No, that was a really good impression of him, actually.
Yeah, well, they can't see, but.
Yeah.
No, that's I really true. Didn't know, but,
What else, Lo?
Oh, she said, also, Samuel L. Jackson, period, yes, in big letters, period. And she had a link to something, so I clicked the link, and he was on a radio show, I guess. And there was a caller that called in. It was Capital FM in London. And there was a caller that called in to the radio show and said she wanted to send a clear message to her boyfriend. And so Samuel L. Jackson recorded a great sound bit, which I'm going to play for you now.
Okay, put it up to the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Samuel L. Jackson!
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. I said we are never, ever, ever getting back together. You go talk to your dumbass friend, talk to my friend, talk to me. But we are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together. You lying, cheating piece of...
Yeah.
That was on a British radio station?
That was on...
Apparently it was.
Capital FM in London, and she doesn't quite get that she's being made fun of, because she actually tweeted that. She's really excited about it.
So. You know, I've always been curious. The lyric there is, you go talk to your friend, talk to my friend, talk to me. And I don't really, because... it's lacking many grammatical necessities to make sense. I don't really understand what that means. You go talk to your friend, talk to my friend, talk to me. What does that mean?
Yeah, is
what
it does like, she want is to it happen? A command or is it an observation?
No, but what does that mean? You go talk to your friend, talk to my friend, talk to me?
Well, it could be a narrative of a sequence of events. So does she want
you to talk to your friend who then is supposed to talk to her friend?
And then talk to her. But I think that she's more observing that that's how it is.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
Like, this is how you do it. You talk to your friend, and they talk to my friend, and they talk to me, and that's not how you should do it.
So they share mutual friends still, is what she really wants to get across.
Well, I don't know.
I don't have any idea. Samuel Jackson sounded like he believed in the line, though.
Are friends of T-Swizzle?
You're asking me this? I don't know.
You're the one with the subscription to Us Weekly.
Subscription to Us Weekly? What mailbox are you checking?
Here?
Yeah, here?
You don't get that here.
What kind of shit rags are you saying that I read? I don't think there's a Us Weekly here. Do you guys remember that...
Oh, it's Frankie.
There's no Us Weekly there. He's making shit up. He thinks he's funny.
That was a good joke.
Frankie's the dog, by the way.
It's funny because...
he just wanted to make a joke about Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
it's funny to think of her sitting on a chair reading a magazine. Eating candy.
You really are the type to watch funny cat videos online and stuff, aren't you?
Every day.
Yeah. Religiously. Do you remember that website where you could call someone and have Samuel L. Jackson leave them a message?
Yes, I do remember that.
It was a Snakes on a Plane promotional thing.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if that was actually Samuel L. Jackson on that radio show, or if it was something like that.
Yeah.
Can we confirm it was
very
actually
recently
Samuel L. Jackson?
On NPR, they had a guy who was a Sir Ian McKellen impersonator. Is that the guy's name? Sir Ian McKellen?
That's a name. That's a person.
That's the British actor, like thespian movie star. Anyway, well, this guy was on NPR.
From Harry Potter?
And then someone called in. And it was Sir Ian McKellen. It was calling and say, hey, you do a good job. And it turns out that was another impersonator. But the impersonator said, no, but I'm really a friend of Sir Ian McKellen. He's calling in right now. So he got off the phone, and then another guy called in, and it was another Sir Ian McKellen impersonator.
You know, the weird thing is, when you told me that story a couple days ago, you said Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
I swear to you, you did. That's why I thought you were bringing up the story right now.
No.
You should wait for tomorrow, or 2 days from now, when he tells you the story.
It's Michael J. Fox.
And it's a different actor.
All right, what else you got for us, Lil?
Let's see. Oh, Taylor Swift also said, sitting here with my new People's Choice Award and Chinese food takeout watching Law and Order. Thank you for a beautiful night. Smiley face. That's incredibly depressing. Like,
well, that's how you know how much People's Choice Awards means to people.
That's a good point.
That's how much she gives a shit about her fans, because
she didn't. I'm so
no celebration whatsoever for a People's Choice Award.
People's Choice Awards.
Really? Really?
Well, I think the People's
Choice Awards.
Well, there's also a magazine called People. Could be People's
it's not.
Magazine.
It's
choice
it's
award.
It's the People's Choice.
Yeah, but like who's
awards.
On the
where do they vote on a website?
Yeah, who's on the commission?
Yeah, people vote online.
Well, I'm sure there's a board just like anyone else for nominations. Or anyone in the world.
But... Who dictates who's eligible for what?
I'm sure it is a board of chair people.
Exactly. And how much control do they have over this process?
That much. The amount you just said.
Well, I think selection bias is
the nominations.
Pretty influential role to have in it.
Gonna have to People's look that choice up, award.
I'm not even sure what we're arguing about anymore. So, Lo, let's
Doesn't
talk
sound
more
very democratic
about the fact that Taylor Swift won an award and decided that she would just watch Law and Order.
It's just depressing. Like, that's how good life gets if you're a celebrity. I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
Well, to be fair, I would
Order
imagine
is a compelling show.
It is, yeah.
And I'd imagine Taylor Swift's life is pretty sad.
So, I would imagine the opposite. Apparently I'm wrong, though. I mean, I sat straight by her Twitter account.
I mean, how do we know she was really at home eating Chinese food?
Yeah, $500 Chinese food. Am I right, guys? Like Chanel Chinese
I was wondering
food.
That. I was wondering like how
Louis
expensive
Vuitton.
Yeah,
is that how you say
Chinese
that?
Food
Chinese
was.
Chinese food.
It sounds like somebody talking at an AA meeting. About how calm their life is now that they don't drink
yeah.
every night and beat their kids. Like,
yeah, or it
yeah,
sounds
like
some
post rehab,
right?
My idea of a good time.
It sounds like some, like, you know, older actor who just cleaned up and
like Gary Busey.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen would probably be like if he actually cleaned up.
You know, if that sentence ended with my friends. It wouldn't sound so bad. But the problem is it brings to mind
well,
a vivid
like
image of...
characters or something like that.
Gee,
oh,
there was
people
room
abbreviate.
For more. Yeah.
They use R's for our and R and U for you.
I don't know. Anyways.
What else you got?
So, okay, I found Demi Lovato's Twitter account. And one of her tweets
She's the
is
one
just...
who slashes... herself, right? I was gonna say wrists, but then I felt like that was inappropriate.
So she just went with the next best
she's,
thing.
Well,
yeah. slashes herself.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an appropriate PC term
place.
For a cutter. I
she's
really
the
don't
one
think
who
there
slices
is
her,
oh, was this
up.
On the,
can, yeah,
the pop
sure,
culture
but...
quiz a while ago?
That's the one with a harboring. Deep-seated depression, right? Some sort of suicidia.
Yeah, yeah, she
masochistic.
She is. I just googled
and what,
mental
it.
Illness.
Does her Twitter?
And she's bipolar, apparently.
Oh.
Well,
it says
yeah.
one of the headline at Good US magazine, Us magazine.
US magazine.
Sorry, Us. Bipolar Demi Lovato talks cutting, comma, eating disorders. There you go.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm glad you read from the U.S. magazine, because that's the only one I trust.
Us. I don't know. It was in
French
a,
magazine,
a web address.
British magazine, Canadian, no.
Commie magazine.
No.
Really way off. Not accurate celebrity news at all.
Whatever. Okay.
I only get my rags from North Korea, so.
Really?
I just think they're less censored.
I mean, do they absorb? Oh. Oh my gosh, that was embarrassing.
Oof. All right, what else you got left?
Okay, so Demi Lovato, the bipolar cutter, apparently said, "Me cooking."
Oh God, we're bad people.
With exclamation points. That was the whole tweet. Me cooking.
Me and, cooking.
Yeah.
Me cooking.
Maybe
Does
she
it sound
was
like.
Maybe she was having like a manic episode, and she's just.
She does seem overexcited about it. There's 3 exclamation points, so...
That's
a little much.
Too many.
Was she labeling a photo of herself cooking?
No, there was nothing.
Hmm.
It was just very...
I really
maybe
just
she
think...
thought she took a photo, and she didn't.
Yeah.
I think she
yeah.
was manic, but...
Yeah.
That sucks.
So...
She writes good songs.
She went on...
She writes good songs?
Don't know.
I don't think
I'm hoping bipolarism
ever a song
really.
In her life.
Well,
I'm not so sure she writes them.
Okay.
She also
I was trying to give her something.
Maybe she did write them, and they're like, "No, sweetheart, we're not gonna. I appreciate the effort, but we're not recording those. And these are officially ours now.
Yeah. You owe us $1,000 before you can see the rights to anything.
That's how her music career works out.
I have no idea who this is.
Thank you, Disney. She's a, you know, Disney pop machine.
You know, she's like one of those like 30-year-old Disney actors who are playing a high school student. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar.
She was an actor on the Disney Channel, and then they made her into a pop star, and then she went to rehab. Oh. What else you got, Lo?
Let's see. She also said, "Let go and let God, then get your nails done." And then she said, "Haven't you heard? Pedicures are totally the newfound cure for strep throat." And then she said, "Duh."
She was exposing her Vietnamese pedicurist to strep throat?
I was very offended about this as well.
Spreading the swine flu one nail job at a time.
Right? Anyways, she goes,
you know what,
more
Demi
drama.
Lovato, that is just plain inappropriate and unacceptable. The slashing your wrists is one thing. Let's not make other people sick.
Oh, sorry for, like, the non-PC statement. Nail technician.
That was a close one.
We almost offended somebody.
Yeah. We apologize.
Don't offend... Well, I was about to say something super racist.
Superheads.
Then I realized there was nothing racist about anything you said. Alright, put that down.
Is that from the Buddhist temple?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I pulled it out for something I was tracking.
We're gonna move on to Kesha's Twitter account because that one was by far my favorite. So she says, OMG, I'm cooking a carrot. OMG, OMG, OMG.
That is cooking a carrot.
A carrot. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
She's excitable. LSD?
She is excitable.
Okay.
She did do LSD with the flaming lips.
I think
lips.
She was. I think she does it a lot. Because then, that was January 17th. And then on January 12th, she writes 3 different tweets. And this is the first one just says, meow. The second one says, I'm sitting on a rainbow. And the third one says, holy shit, look at the moon. Like,
wow.
Come on. That's, if you're not on drugs, then...
I find her Twitter account far more entertaining and insightful than the other two combined. So I'll take it. Sit on a rainbow, girl.
Maybe she's just thrown out lyrics to her new song.
Could be. This might be how she remembers them. You know?
Damn.
How many retweets did any of those tweets get, my question.
I don't know.
How many meows got retweeted?
I don't even know how to tell. I'm not a Twitter user very much.
But I'm sure it was a lot.
I believe it's called a twat.
Oh, she has another one that says...
I don't twat.
She said meow again, and then she said eyeball nails. I don't know.
What's that?
She said meow again. I'm like, I brought up her Twitter account. She said it again on January 23rd. I she has a thing with meow. And then right after that it says eyeball nails with an exclamation point.
Hey, let's...
I'm guessing...
Let's eyeball send nails? Kesha...
I don't know.
...a Twitter right now and see if she responds to us.
All
right,
what do you want to say?
Something like, meow, we're doing LSD, listening to Kesha's tweets being read by Lo
on
Company Picnic podcast.
Might be like 3 tweets right there.
Nah, you can use abbreviations.
Meow.
So while she's typing that up, let's read one more or something.
Oh no, that's
it?
We're done. We're done.
Really?
Are you sure? Let me see this.
There's
shock.
The only thing that I skipped over is Demi Lovato's drama tweets here, where she goes off on somebody or something. And it sounds like a 12-year-old's live journal. So now that we're talking about it, I have to read it. It says, it starts with P.S. And when we were 12, and we were mad at somebody, and you just got off the phone with them, and you got in an argument, and you hang out, and you go to LiveJournal, and you start with P.S. Like, by the way, everybody should know this. It says, only surround yourself with people who you can communicate with. Trust is a bond between two people that is found only when they are able to listen / understand where the other person is coming from. That, to me, is the key to friendship / relationships, with a smiley face.
And she tweeted this to millions of
people. She tweeted it to millions of people. And then she got mad right after that because it says, I don't get how people get quote-unquote stories from very vague Twitter posts. Okay, that wasn't a vague Twitter post. And then it says ... about friendship ... ... And then you find out later, it says, bleh, I really love my fans, but I hate gossip sites. Gonna take a breather from Twitter. I love y'all. So she tweeted this very specific thing, and then clearly some gossip site interpreted it as this very specific thing that she just covered to millions of people. And then she got mad about the whole thing. So, yeah, it reminds me of a 12-year-old's live journal. I'm pretty sure if we found one, it would be similar.
No, this one.
It just bums me out that this is what supposed artists, people who are respected worldwide by given idiots, but nevertheless, people who are thought of by many, by the masses, as true artists.
Okay.
They're using Twitter like a live journal. Pissed off at somebody and ranting on it.
That was Demi Lovato, though. We covered she's bipolar and a cutter, so...
Oh.
Okay, really quick. Kesha, yeah. On January 26th, Kesha said, all one word, I am fuck yeah.
There's not a link or anything.
I almost love this, though. I think she's brilliant. I think this is fucking brilliant.
Like I said, I don't...
Her Twitter account makes no sense at all.
It was one of the first ones I looked at, and when I was looking at it, because I don't use Twitter very much, I was so confused when I was looking through her posts. I thought I was missing something, and I kept clicking the expand button. Like, is she responding to something? Is this referencing something? But no, just random nonsense from her head.
If Wayne Cohen will collaborate with her on LSD, then
she must be something. She drives past billboards and then tweets it. Tweets or whatever the words were.
Or whatever she caught of the words.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Oh,
speaking of
sense.
Billboards, anyway. The box lovers love.
Oh, yeah, come that again? Is a good...
Oh, my God.
It's on the 5.
Box
like,
box
between,
lovers love.
Between downtown LA and the Citadel. It's on the 5, and it says,
that's all it says,
the box box lovers love. And it's supposed to be the box box lovers love. But it says the box box lovers love.
Okay.
Well,
this one.
There's no punctuation in that?
Well,
no.
It's broken up. It's split.
Two
the box
lines.
Box lovers love. But even still, I don't know, when I'm reading that on the freeway, the box box lover's love, I'm thinking box box lover love. What the fuck does that mean? Box box lover love?
Well...
Ah! My head explodes because I'm sick of driving in traffic.
It's a successful billboard, though, because we just talked about it.
True. Very true.
I don't know what they're selling, though.
Well, boxes, I'm assuming.
What kind of boxes?
The kind that box lovers love.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Who? What's their company name? How am I?
I bet you'll
find?
Look next time you drive past.
I bet you can Google that phrase and it'll come up.
All right, that's a challenge to our listeners. Find out what that advertisement links up to.
Sounds like a challenge, but we don't have much faith in our listeners either. So
all 8 of them.
8.
Oh my goodness,
when
we
did
gotta
we
move on.
More?
We really have to move on. Okay, so let's very quickly do ideas we have to fix society. Rusty, take it away and make
this
it quick.
Is excellent. All right, hold on really quick.
He had to
all right.
Take a hit, a very long hit.
After I just expressed their
and now it's so smoky, I can't see you guys.
Me.
Okay, sorry about that.
I'm really hungry now.
So once a week at about 5:30 in the morning, I get woken up
rainbow.
By someone digging in our recycling. And I know that I'm just a fucking lazy first world fuck who, you know, puts aluminum cans and glass bottles and plastic bottles in a can for to be taken off to whatever. But it is the recycling can. And I have no problem with someone coming by to grab the recycling so they can, like, make money by recycling it or whatever. Long story short, we should make the recycling trash cans that are given to, you know, city residents, like, of some sort of material that you can look through. Like, some kind of, like, steel mesh or some kind of transparent material. A steel mesh would be good because that's what they use at the recycling bin, at the recycling center anyway. You can see through it. Like, you can know whether it's just cardboard boxes. You want to make
the prime trash, the prime garbage, more apparent to the homeless people so they don't make a mess when they dig through our trash.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier.
So they don't have to go through everyone's recycling bin.
Why don't we just make a separate bin for homeless people?
That would work, too.
Well, what time did you hear this person, by the way?
It happens, like, every week at 5:30.
Okay, I left at 9 on Monday, and there was a follow-up person. There was another person that was just opening our trash can. I said hello to him. To be fair,
we drink a lot.
So, we do.
We probably make them money.
The problem with your thing... Homeless
people come from world round to find our trash can.
At our house and at our studio, like winning actually.
The definitely the studio.
Yeah, both of them. But here's the problem. The follow-up guy, he's not going to have anything.
Because the follow-up guy should get up earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't.
Why?
Heroin's family? A tough drug.
Maybe well, I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying the actually, follow-up guy might die.
Actually,
he'd
probably get up early and meth, he'd probably sleep in. Let's just say that homeless people would be lucky to have their own bin, so let's give them a bin.
All right, let's give them a bin. Do you, like, put it at the end of the block? And then all the neighbors put the recycling in there?
No, I think you just put it in front of your house. Here's the bin. So
there's, like, the three bins. There's the trash and the recycling and the yard waste. And then the come take my shit away.
Let's try it this week.
Call it come take my shit away. It's not like 1-800 for my junk is gonna come haul away your favorite desk. Just put the shit a homeless person could actually take advantage of into the bin.
It's hard enough keeping the recycling out of the regular trash.
It doesn't need to be a city ordained bin at all. We could just do this from now on. Market homeless
dude. Someone's going to give us a ticket.
Dear homeless dude.
Who's going to give us a ticket for that?
Tammy.
Oh boy.
Our next door neighbor.
I still think then the follow-up guy's going to come and he's going to dig through everything and he's going to be so disappointed because you made it so easy for the first guy. Early bird gets the worm is just bullshit. I hate that because I hate 5 o'clock in the morning.
Let's not encourage that. That has probably got up just as early but started at a different end of town. That second guy is probably picking for the last bits he can get. He's probably got
I got it.
He was on a bike. He didn't have anything.
Laura, I don't think we should give those guys our garbage because they're just going to spend it on booze.
Dude, I have it. I have
Wouldn't you? We spend most of our money on booze, too.
What? Don't do that. No. We employ those.
What are we talking about at this moment?
Make the homeless trash.
Oh, we can't spend more time on this segment. Oh. The reason why is we need to move on.
Okay, yeah.
So let's just say this. I like the idea, but I don't think it's necessary to be ordained by the city. I think it's just something people should start doing.
Okay, well, you know, it's a work in progress.
You're the one who proposed this idea. You're not willing to do it? He doesn't look willing. All right, let's move on.
He changed his mind to making them trash collectors now, and I can tell by that look on his face he's committed to that idea now. The other one's out the window.
It's gone. It's totally gone. Let's, Lo, do you have a trivia? Do you have a you don't know shit segment?
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yeah, because you don't know shit. It should be kind of quick. I'm going to need that computer back.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
I hope you didn't look at all these tabs.
I did not.
Okay.
Did you look at any photos? That would be cheating.
I looked at my own tabs.
So...
Did you diddle your own tabs?
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't notice that?
No. We weren't too caught up in our own conversation.
It was pretty good.
We're very intense.
It was a good tab twirling
intensely
session.
Intensely self-indulgent.
Yes. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I did. Because I'm self-indulgent.
You're self-indulgenter.
I like to hear myself talk.
I am the most self-indulgent.
Oh, I am. Go on, Lo.
Okay, so I have a list here.
Oh, she's still here.
There's only... I am still here. I live here, remember? Okay. I have a list here of artists that sold more than 300 million records. These sold the most albums.
Hey,
these people sold the most albums.
Yours.
Let me reiterate them.
Yeah.
Laura is terrifying. She's
they
terrifying.
Put a needle in the roof of my mouth today, and my tooth is too big to close my mouth all the way. You would feel the same
Laura's
way.
Eyes are glowing
and
red right now.
I can't
with
drink
fury
right
and
now.
Anger.
I think that's steam coming out of her ears.
It's been horrible.
Make no mistake.
It's been a horrible
we're all
month.
Very
it's been a horrible
scared.
3 months. But
the temperature is quickly rising in this room.
Okay.
Friday hot.
All right.
Hot
pay
hot
attention. Pay attention. Best-selling pop artist, 300 million or more records. What we're going to do is everybody gets to guess an artist once. Okay. And when if you guess somebody that's not on the list, you're out. There's only six of them. So whoever lasts the longest wins.
Best-selling pop artists.
Michael Jackson.
If you make it twice, I guess Rusty
starting. What do you mean best-selling?
300, well, they sold 300 million or more records.
Okay.
There's only six people. And then if it keeps going, then we'll go to 200 million or more records if there's a tie or something. Okay, so Rusty said
took my favorite one.
Michael
I said
Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
He's on the list. So you're still in, May.
The Beatles. They're probably not on the list. But
they are. Yeah, right. You're still in.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only two left, so this is tricky now.
Yeah.
Rusty had a definite advantage.
Britney Spears.
First. Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, so...
What?
Yeah. We have to go for the last one.
There's one more.
So we each get one more guess. The one who gets it, gets it.
Yeah. I think that it's fair to say that whoever... If you have an idea of something you want to say, just yell it out. We don't have to go in order right now. And so it's up to you. Take your time and try and
Katy
think of
Perry,
it.
Katy Perry, I know, beat Michael Jackson. What's that one girl?
You're not allowed to participate.
She said we could just throw them out right now.
Yeah, but you lost already.
Oh.
Because they got two. You missed one. You see what I'm saying?
Fuck you guys.
Queen.
You got it.
Rusty
won.
Only because he got Michael Jackson.
You got 4 points.
He went first,
so
he took Michael Jackson, which is what any of us were going to say. He got a giveaway.
But I got Queen, the last one. That one was hard.
I would have got possibly Queen if I had gotten to participate in that. I'm just saying.
You could have rebelled and just continue to participate anyway.
I'm afraid of Laura.
Should be right now.
Terrified.
Was that the only quiz question?
Do you want it to go for 200 million plus? Try and figure it out.
Short quiz round.
Well, that's okay because honestly, our time is running low.
Oh,
so
do we have a really quick news article time?
Yes.
Just
if
really
you want
quick.
To,
this is a
you've
good
got
one.
About 5 minutes, so you go
okay.
for it, Brian.
This happens. Let's see. Actually, I don't know where it happened. But, oh, it looks like it happened in New York, or on the East Coast, but some guy was arrested for harassing a young woman he met at a bar, and these were some of the text messages he sent. Enjoy your dreams, sweetheart. Chances are you will never wake up. And
Jesus,
how would you like to find out what it's like to be burned alive?
Romantic.
Right? They met at a bar, and he got her business card because he said he was interested in taking fitness classes from her, and said that he was a New York City cop.
Oh. And proceeded to send those messages?
Yes.
Is he, in fact, a New York City police officer?
No.
Okay.
And this is the best part. So the police described his Facebook page as alarming. Listen to his interests. Satan, drinking human blood, deflowering virgins, and the TV show Dexter. Yes.
Wow, that's quite a story.
Puppies, rainbows, Lisa Frank stickers from 1992.
I once had a guy call into my work, and he seemed incredibly creepy. And where I work, we happen to do business with a lot of cities, and he was a city worker. And he was overly kind to me and kept telling me that I should get a raise and just had very weird conversational skills, I suppose. So I Googled him when I got off the phone to see if he really was
sex offender.
He was.
Oh.
He was a sex offender. Jesus. He got in trouble for stalking a male on a, he kept showing up. He figured out this teenager's schedule. And he would follow him on buses, and he got reported, and then I got the pleasure of speaking to him and taking his order over the phone. It was a lovely afternoon. Huh.
So what was he like in bed?
Yeah,
that's I think we're all wondering. That's a long story.
A long story?
That good, huh? Wow.
This was Brian?
Oh, goodness. Sex offenders is a good topic to close on.
Definitely. Yep.
I think.
Run-ins with sex offenders.
S.O.s.
Fun.
Good old S.O.s.
Yeah.
Offending the shit with sex.
Yeah. That was the most fun about being in prison.
It was.
Getting to beat up the sex offenders.
I thought you were going to say that was the most fun about being a kid. I'm glad.
Well, that's how I ended up in prison.
All right, well, so I think we actually are in perfect time.
I don't think so, no.
So since your opinion doesn't matter, say goodbye, Rusty.
Goodbye, Rusty.
Say goodbye, Lo.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye.
We're Mae McDonough and Company.
Say
this
goodbye,
has been
Frankie.
Company Picnic and...
And Brian.
Please subscribe. Thank you. Check out our website on http www.
People still say that?
I just wanted to. Mae McDonough and company.com.
Hashtag Kesha's boatload of LSD.